there, it's Amy Schmidt, your host of the Fearlessly Facing 50 and Beyond podcast. I am so happy that you have chosen to spend time with me. As a reinvention confidence expert, along with a storyteller, I've shared quite a few things along this journey. But what I've found is the most important info to share are stories. Stories of amazing people, ordinary people, extraordinary people doing things that are going to inspire you to action. So come and join me in this space because you're going to be inspired. Let's get started. It's our time. Hey there, it's Amy, and I am so excited to have you here listening to the podcast today. We really have a great episode. You know, this is your Surround Yourself with Greatness episode, and I really want to bring you information that is going to encourage you, inspire you, and this particular episode is going to provide you some resources that you may need if you are parenting aging parents. I have with me Kim and Mike Barnes. They started a Facebook group a while ago. We were in touch a while ago, and I finally am getting around to having them on the show, and I am so excited because they are great people. They share their hearts. They are very vulnerable. They share their stories around parenting aging parents. And they knew that this was a topic that needed to be, you know, addressed. And it needed to be a topic that we open the dialogue on. So I'm so excited to have them here. Before we get to our interview with Kim and Mike, I do want to just remind you, if you are enjoying this podcast, make sure you go and subscribe. You can subscribe right from your phone. You can go to the podcast app and go to Fearlessly Facing 50 and push subscribe. You won't miss an episode. You also can find it on the fearlesslyfacing50.com website. So just go there and you can go to the podcast icon, subscribe from there. You also can listen to 160 some past episodes of incredible people, incredible guests sharing their inspiration and encouragement. And it's great to pop in those earbuds and listen to some past episodes. Also, I wanted to remind you that, you know, I am a big proponent about confidence. I talk it all the time, talk the talk, walk the walk. And my business partner over at Better Than Gossip, she is a wellness expert. We started really thinking about how we help each other and how we really are our best confident selves. And that's with a combination of mind and body confidence. So we are so excited to be launching a course to double your confidence. You can't be confident in your messaging and how you project yourself if you are not healthy. And that's what you need, the combo of both. So go ahead and check it out. You can actually purchase the course right from my website on fearlesslyfacing50.com, or you can go over to betterthangossip.com and purchase it there. It's a great course. It's an investment in you, a minimal investment, but it is an investment in you. And that's what we really need to focus on as we are heading into a new year. So with that, I am going to bring on my incredible guests for today's episode, Kim and Mike Barnes, talking about parenting aging parents. Well, welcome to this episode of Fearlessly Facing 50 and Beyond podcast. I'm excited to have you here. And I'm really excited for this conversation, which has been in the making for, I would say, Kim, how long?
We've been talking for several months. Yeah.
I think so.
Talking about it. Yeah, absolutely. Today
we're digging into one of the areas that is near and dear to my heart and near and dear to a lot of the people that are listening today, and that's about aging parents. So I want to introduce you to Mike and Kim Barnes, who are the founders of Parenting Aging Parents. Wow, what a topic, right? I actually got goosebumps before we even get into this. So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited about this conversation because I think there's a lot of really valuable information that needs to be shared. And I think that you have built a community, which is what it's all about. I think, Kim, when you first came to me, it was after talking to the gals over at Grown and Flown, who I adore.
Yes.
And yes, I've written things for them and followed them for a long time because all my kids are grown and flown. And, you know, you reached out with a really nice email just to say, hey, maybe we could connect. And here we are. And from that initial conversation to where you've taken this group really has been a, you know, really incredible and a real transformation, I think, for you, too, for both of you, not knowing exactly what was going to become of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we first started that Facebook group, it literally was Mike coming home and saying, I think we should do something to help people. And maybe it should be a Facebook group. And having watched Grown and Flown grow and being a part of that community was thinking, you know, in my head was thinking, okay, could we do something like that for people who are caring for their aging parents? And, you know, really when we started the group, we thought it was just the two of us in the group. And we thought, well, will anybody join us? Are there other people interested in talking about the conversation? And, you know, as the days and weeks, and we had dozens and then hundreds and now thousands of people realized, yes, this is something that people are hungry to talk about, because it's not something we typically do talk about with our friends or our neighbors or our coworkers. And when we don't talk about it, we can't help each other.
Yeah, it's so fun to see in some ways, but it's really sad because so many people join our group because they say they felt so alone during this process of helping their aging parents, whether it's 24/7 or just doing something from afar. And it's an overwhelming experience, but it's great to see that we're able to lend such support and so much community effort.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing though, how people really, I always say people need people. And, you know, it is so true that when you bridge the gap and you build a community of trust and vulnerability and you're able to share, people feel secure and welcomed. And in such a crazy world that we live in, it's what people need. It's really at the pulse of what we need.
It is amazing to see how people will open up and share because they feel like they have a safe ear. They have people who have their best interest at heart and want to help and share from their personal experiences. And also just sometimes just say, man, I feel for you. You know, I'm praying for you. I mean, whatever it is, because it is really there's a lot of tough stuff going on. And sometimes it's as simple as, hey, I just need an activity for my dad who seems a little bit bored. Any great movie ideas or game ideas? To something really hard going on. My mom has fallen again, and she won't. She says that she's fine and doesn't want any help. And you know, we're just afraid we're gonna get that phone call that she wouldn't accept help and something bad happens.
Yeah, I think that for most of us in our everyday lives, when we're dealing with our friends, our coworkers, or even our relatives, we don't like to talk about this stuff because it's kind of moralizing, depressing, and sad. You don't want to be the party pooper and just bring it up out of nowhere. Hey, Kim, how you doing? My mom has some comments. How's everything?
Exactly.
Going? It's just not a fun thing. I like to compare it to having a baby because at least for Kim and me, when we had our first baby back in 97, we had no idea what we were doing. No offense.
Right.
You know, she knew how to change a diaper. She taught me. Now, otherwise, you know, it's a lot of guessing, but a lot of asking questions of people, but everyone, you know, again, friends, relatives, coworkers, everyone.
Solicited and unsolicited advice.
Has advice for you. They say, oh, Brandon, if he wants to sleep through the night, needs to sleep through the night, you need to do this. Oh, Brandon has gas, do this. Brandon, try to get him to turn over, do this. Everyone gives you some advice. And it's fun because you see improvement and the baby's getting better and better and better and growing up, you know, throughout toddler ages. And it lasts for a long, long time. But when you have an aging parent, no one likes to talk about it. No one tells you, here's what you do when you talk to your mom and she doesn't remember you because she has Alzheimer's.
Yes.
No one talks about that.
Right.
And that's the hard thing, is finding that community so that you can come together, not for the answers, but just having that support.
Exactly. I think somebody said a while ago, years ago on my show, actually, it was a woman I had on, and she said, it's difficult to see your hero. You know, and I think of my dad, who passed away 9 years ago, but, you know, always writing out the bills. And he would go into the dining room and he had a gray box with rubber bands around it. And he would sit there. And we knew as the five kids that we were not supposed to bother him then because he was writing out the bills. And then, you know, he was my hero around that. And then to see that shift when all of a sudden you're taking care of them, that's a big transformation.
Absolutely. When it's the person that you've always gone to for advice, that you've always sought their counsel. And then now you're having to be sometimes the bad guy saying, no, mom, I don't think you should do that anymore.
Right.
Or just not being able to share those things that you've always shared with them in that same way.
Do you think it's different now? I mean, as a Gen Xer, we're the sandwich, you know, generation, they call us that. You're caring for your parents and your kids. Do you think there's more pressure on us as a generation? I mean, have you seen this before? I never see this much open dialogue. I feel like we're the generation that's really taking this on.
Well, I think that I think some of it is generational, where our parents and especially our grandparents were very stoic, and they just, you know, the family's business is the family's business. And so you don't take it outside and get that counsel. And I think that our parents, from what I've seen, they're still very much the, we can take care of ourselves and things like that. And I think our generation was potentially the first that really started talking more about some of the things that were going on outside and that whole vulnerability and that conversation. So I think that maybe it is our generation that says, okay, again, if we don't talk about it, we can't help each other. So why are we all trying to recreate the wheel ourselves in all these different, in our own little bubbles, when if we just use that collective wisdom of other people and the things that they've learned, wow, this could be a whole lot easier, you know? And so I do think that our generation, and I think our kids are even more so like that. They put out everything, you know? So
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I think communication is just a little different now because of all the social media platforms and everything else. But I think the sandwich generation, it's been around for a while. I vividly remember in 1980, I was 13 years old and my grandfather had a stroke and my dad, it changed things for our family to where my dad, you know, once a week, he would make sure he would go after work, go see my grandfather, check on him and then come home. So he was late coming home from work every single weekend. My dad, and usually I would go with him, go pick up my grandfather who lived about 15 miles away, bring him back to our house for lunch or dinner, take him back that night. So I've been through that before. So seeing that and seeing what my dad went through and seeing the extra efforts that my dad went through for my grandfather has inspired me to help make sure that my mom, dad, and what they've gone through to help them as much as they can.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about parenting aging parents. Now, I'm going to link everything to the episode notes so you'll be able to find the Facebook group. Walk me through kind of, you know, how people can get involved. And I mean, are they asking questions? Do you have experts in that group? You know, where can people start to really feel like they're being valued and a voice in that group that's being listened to?
I think the first place they can start is by going to the website. That will give them a button that takes them right to the Facebook group. But also while you're there, there are 55 plus interviews on all different topics. And many of the things that you didn't even realize that you might need to know about, from how do you manage Social Security to Medicare and all the different letters and out, you know, the alphabet soup with Medicare and understanding how important it is to know their plan, legal stuff. Did you know there's music therapy and how music might help inspire your parents? Sundowners, you know, all different kinds of topics that really can help you, just give you that language sometimes to be able to know the right questions to ask. But that's a great place to start to sort of get some of that information. And we share those inside the Facebook group as well.
Yeah, the interviews are on the Facebook group. It's just so much easier on the website. They're all right there all together.
Right, search by categories.
Yeah, search by the category and find so much information. And we add new ones every single week.
And inside the group, we are fortunate that we have, you know, we have people now from all over the country, some from around the world, because so many of the issues are similar, no matter if you live in another country or you're in the United States, as far as the emotional and the role reversal and all of those things. And we do have, you know, quite a few experts who are in the senior industry that are in the group who can share their expertise and their knowledge so that we can, you know, get the, what is the real thing about Medicare or Social Security or things like that. Yeah. And then certainly there are so many people that ask questions, and a lot of us have personal experience with different situations. If your mom's been scammed, I can help you, you know, likely because we've been through that multiple times, changing bank accounts, having to lock out. Yeah. Locking out the computer access to things and things like that. So a lot of people can share sort of from their personal boots on the ground life experiences as well, which can be super beneficial.
Yeah. Searching by category. That's a great thing. So all of the speakers are there, all of your experts. So why is this on your heart? Why'd you start this?
I kind of get the credit or the blame, depending on how you look at it. My mom has Alzheimer's, and of course, Alzheimer's isn't an overnight type of thing. And she started showing signs with her memory about 10 years ago or so. And it slowly got worse and worse and worse. And my dad was very open about it. Well, eventually, at first, he kind of denied it.
It's the, like, have you noticed mom's having some memory challenges? Because like, they try so hard to cover for their spouse, right? Yeah. And we're like, we've
noticed for the last couple of years. He finally openly talked to my sister and to me about it and said, you know, what do we do? What should we do? And he put my sister and me in charge and said, whatever you think we need to do, y'all are in charge. So my sister and I went, looked at memory care places that were pretty close to the independent living place where they live up in the Dallas area. And we went to four places, and I went into it with the attitude like, okay, we're prepared. My dad's always talked to me about financial stuff and knowing what they can afford. I know I have the will, the power of attorney. I have everything. This is going to be no problem. It's like looking for an apartment. And we get in there and I'm looking at all these four places and I am so overwhelmed because I don't know what to look for, what questions to ask, if there are any red flags. I thought I was going to be looking for what the better closet was for my mom.
Right.
So I came home immediately and from Dallas and drove home and said, I think we should start something because I'm overwhelmed. So most people are probably really overwhelmed.
And when he first came up with the idea, it was in 2019. And I mean, to be totally honest, I just said, oh gosh, that's not really fun stuff to talk about. Because again, that's the truth of this whole, the whole subject. And we kind of put it off for a little bit. And then, you know, and at the same time, while they were going through the process of actually moving her, it took a while to actually make that transition happen. Yeah. I started jumping in and needing to do more and more with my mom. We've taken away the checkbook. We got her to quit driving. She moved into independent living. You know, all of these things have been happening because my mom is single. So there's different challenges in that situation. And then finally, when came the day, moving day, if you will, to move Mike's mom, he posted one thing on social media about, this was really a tough day. And what I noticed was, of course, there were a lot of people who were empathetic, but what I really picked up on were the numbers of people who said, I've done the same thing. I'm right in your shoes. I see it coming in my future. And I said, you're right. We should do something. And we just thought, well, what should we do? And we started the free Facebook group just to see, again, are people interested in being part of the conversation? And then it's just kind of really, we had no expectations. We had no idea of what would become of it. And from the very beginning, we started doing the interviews because we thought, as former journalists, that's something that we can add our expertise rather than just opening a group and saying, you know, chat amongst yourselves, have fun. Right. We thought, what can we do? And frankly, a lot of it was the information that I needed.
Yeah, that we wanted.
Yeah, that we're trying to find out. And then it just has kind of, it sort of just snowballed from there, where we realized, wow, there's so many services and providers out there who can help you. But yet, as the adult child, you don't even know that. We didn't know when Mike was looking for memory care that there are senior care advisors who that's their job and that's what they do, and they can help you, and it doesn't cost anything because
I figured that there was something like that out there. I thought it would cost hundreds or thousands of dollars to get somebody to look for a memory care place for my mom. Right. I had no idea it would be free, and I would want to be in part of the process. Well,
right.
But to have them narrow it down, say, oh yeah, this place is really good. This place has some bad reviews.
Well, or just based on your financial situation, your medical condition, you know, which might be
best fit. There's so much help out there and most people don't realize it.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So what if I told you could double your confidence in 14 days? Would you be game? I definitely would cannonball into that. So let me introduce you to an incredible course that is being taught by my business partner, Kristen Cofield, the founder of The Culinary Cure, and myself, the founder of Fearlessly Facing 50. 14 lessons taught by us to double your confidence. All you have to do is go to betterthangossip.com and sign up today. If you sign up with 3 friends, you get your course for free. And the investment is basically probably a trip to the grocery store. It's not a huge investment, but it's investment in you. That is the gift you should gift yourself this holiday season. You know, the program seamlessly combines wellness and mindset, so you solve the biggest confidence challenges that we face when building our businesses or just going along on our journeys. We need both mind and body confidence. If this sounds like you, not having enough energy to get everything done, frustrations with body image, poor sleep, inconsistent eating habits, self-doubt, negative thoughts, stress, lack of confidence, this course is for you. It's a proven, powerful online program that brings you videos, call to actions with worksheets and recipes, everything so that you can look and feel happier in your body and in your thoughts. So sign up today, Mind and Body Confidence, betterthangossip.com. You can find it there. You can find it on my website, fearlesslyfacing50.com. So once again, I'm talking to Kim and Mike Barnes that are founders of Parenting Aging Parents, which I'll link everything to the episode notes so you can find it. And it's just a valuable resource. You know, we had What to Expect When You Were Expecting, What to Expect the Toddler Years, What to Expect the Teen Years. We don't have a manual for this. And you've really broken it down and made it easy for people to feel welcomed. And, you know, the information is there, whether you're talking about, you know, memory care, whether you're talking about Social Security, all of these things. You know, I've told my husband recently that I feel like I got off a little easy with this. I'm the youngest of 5. We were living in Germany when I lost both of my parents, and my 4 siblings took on all of it. Basically, I flitted in for the summer. That's with the kids and my husband. That's when we were there. And not that I wasn't involved and wanted to be involved. I was in communicating and things like that. But the day to day, I wasn't. And
sure, you're so far away.
So far away, which is difficult because it can create some family turbulence for sure. It can create some, well, I did this and you weren't here, or, you know, mm-hmm. and it wasn't that way with mine. I feel very blessed about that, but it can create a lot of problems. So I'm sure you dig into that too in the group about managing those relationships and just your family core, those siblings that you have to keep together.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. We have one that's on resolving conflict and just having to manage that, because I heard somebody say the other day, which I hadn't really thought of it this way, is that when you have sibling challenges within this, you know, caring for your aging parents, it can have generational impact. Yes. Because if we don't talk to our siblings, then our kids don't know their cousins, which don't know their, you know, I mean, and I hadn't really thought about it in that way, that yeah. keeping that family together and those and the siblings on the same page can have such lasting impact if it doesn't go well. And we hear stories all the time in our group of, you know, I've got three siblings that have just checked out and it's all on me and I don't know what to do, mm-hmm. or we're just not agreeing on what to do. And so that's one of the things that we talk a lot about, is one of the key pieces is really getting your siblings as much on the same page as you can. And I think it's hard because, you know, we're all trying to do the same. We want to do the best by our parents, right. But yeah. everybody has weird family dynamics, you know, different sibling issues, different yeah. relationships with their parents.
Well, we all have different personalities. Right. I think that, yeah. that's the hardest part. And what I tell everyone is that you can't take it personally in so many ways. One out of 100% times there's a time when it is personal, but the rest of the time, you know, I go to visit my mom and she doesn't recognize me at first. I was like, hey mom, it's me, Mike, your son. I have to tell her that. I can't get mad about that because I know it's not like my mom says, I don't like Mike anymore. I'm not right. even going to recognize it. It's right. not, it's the disease talking. But it's the same thing when something happens, whether it's a stroke or heart problems or cancer or anything that happens with your parents and things change and suddenly there's more work for one or both of you or for all of mm-hmm. you in the family. You yep. can't take that personally and say, oh my gosh, I'm so mad at her, my sister, because she's not doing anything and I'm having to do everything. And this is not very fair. And it's like, well, don't take it personally. Mm-hmm. Let's just do what's best mm-hmm. for the people we love. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's hard to do.
Oh, that's a sure. great nugget yeah. today for all the listeners. That's really, really important. You know, I always refer to, we do, the five of us, as a mixed bag of nuts. We're all different. We all have different,
yeah, exactly.
absolutely, and different values. And it's true. And we don't always agree on everything, but
yeah, sure.
you're right. You have to keep that communication open and that support mm-hmm. of each other. You know, I'm going to ask mm-hmm. you something about this, because you work together as husband and wife, and we're going to transition to a little bit about this greatness segment that I'm going to, it's a little off guard for you guys. I mean, we haven't talked about it before, but I do want to ask you, do you ever feel like you're just in too deep? Like you can't get away from it, because there are probably days when you're getting questions from people, or, you know, you're learning something and you're like, wow, this is tough stuff. Like, you know, you're kind of stuck in the mud some days. Do you feel that way?
Sometimes I think that it's just a lot of learning about the same thing. Maybe I sort of look back as a former news reporter, that's what I did every day, is mm-hmm. I'm learning about things and sharing that information with others. And so personally, that's something that I love, that, you know, being able to use those skills that I used as a reporter to find that information out. If I can make a connection for somebody, that literally is my favorite thing to do. So, you know, just yesterday I was, you know, I had some work to do, but I was like, oh, hold on. I need to help this person who's looking for a job connect with this other person, you know, or this person needs to look for an assisted living place. Let me connect them with the person that can help them. So I think it can be really hard stuff, but I think that being able to know that I can help find that information, be able to share it with with another person that can help make their life just a tiny bit easier, certainly is gratifying. I will also admit, though, that I sometimes get frustrated then when my mom calls and says, my computer says that I need a password and what I don't know what's going on. And we're trying to FaceTime to look at the screen to yeah. figure out, okay, what happened? How do you have a password? And she's like, I don't know. you know,
yeah.
so.
Yeah. That's where the frustration comes. Right. I think for both of us, yeah. it's not the helping others and trying to figure out how to help others, because I think the group naturally does that
absolutely.
On its own, which right. is so good. But the two times I can think of off the top of my head in recent years where I was completely overwhelmed was one when my dad got COVID mm-hmm. and we were going to have to send him to the hospital. But my mom, who was a COVID carrier, I guess you could say, what do we do with her? She has Alzheimer's.
And this was before
she moved to memory right. care. So wow. they're in independent living. Dad's going to the hospital. What do we do with mom? Do I go up there and risk infecting myself, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. And they won't let you in the building.
Yeah. I couldn't get in the building anyway. So what do we do? Do I get mom out, move her to a hotel? Yeah. But if that happens, right. Who's staying with her? Because that was overwhelming. And then about 6 months later, my dad called. It was about six months later. Yeah. My dad calls me the day before my birthday. It's birthday Eve. And Kim and our two kids were both in town and they were taking me to dinner. And I'm in the parking lot outside there. And my dad calls me because my sister had to take him to the hospital because his doctor says he needs a pacemaker. But the cardiologist isn't around. Can't get anything to you. Mr. Barnes can't do anything until tomorrow. So do you want to check in or do you want to go home? And he says, yeah, I think I want to go home. And my sister's like, Mike, talk to dad, please. And I'm like, dad, please stay at the hospital. I do not want to wake up on my birthday tomorrow and find out you died because you went home. Please don't do that. Please. Okay. And she's like, okay, son.
And you're 3 hours away.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, do I have to drive up there? No. Okay. Okay, son. I'll do that, son. He hangs up, looks at my sister and says, take me home.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And luckily, everything's fine. He got his pacemaker 2 days later and everything's good. But at the time, I kid him to this day. I said, dad, you're so selfish. You're so stubborn.
Yeah.
I love you, but think of others sometimes. And it's hard for all of us to do because we're all selfish in some way.
And I do think that within the group, people are just jump in all the time. So it's not us having to answer the questions because not all the situations do we have that personal experience. So people love to be able to jump in. And I think that in many ways, it's a little bit cathartic to be able to share your experiences and share the things that you've learned with somebody else, thinking that, okay, maybe I can just help somebody just that tiny little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Great point. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. You know, I'm gonna bring up something because this is part of a series that I'm launching with about 14 incredible people, and it's called You Are Surrounded by Greatness. It's very near and dear to my heart. And the reason that, you know, Kim had reached out to me so many times and over the summer, you know, I took a hiatus, Kim, and she probably is like, what the heck, Amy, come on, like, get back to me. I'm sure there probably were some words said, and we won't go there, but you probably, and, you know, I wanted to have you on this, and not that I didn't connect with Mike, but, you know, our initial conversation, Kim, lasted like, it was like a 25-minute phone call because we started talking about some personal things too, like your daughter moving to New York. I have a daughter in New York, you know, all of these different things. Once again, that connection and that community. But when I look at you two and what you've done, I think it's amazing. One, because you really went out on a limb and started something that you didn't know how this was going to go. You're sharing your vulnerabilities and your stories, which I think goes back to, I always talk about creating your highlight reel and looking back at what you really, your accomplishments. And both of you are great storytellers. And I admire you for that because that's what you're doing. You're sharing stories of others and building that community. Okay. So I am out there when it comes to like talking about things that are really on my heart and part of my personal journey. That's one reason I started the podcast. And it's another reason to share information that I find is so valuable. So I'm going to ask you this. Wouldn't you love to be able to run, skip, jump, climb a mountain, swing on a trapeze, jump on a trampoline, whatever it is, without a leaky bladder? Okay, I'm putting it out there. I know I have an editor who's a male who edits my podcast, and I'm sure he's like, okay, Amy, you're bringing it again. I'm learning so much about this. I can tell my girlfriend, my wife, my sister, my friends, whatever. But you know what? It's so important to open the dialogue on this because it's an important topic. And urinary stress, urinary incontinence is real. And you are not alone, and I am not alone. So that's why I want to share with you this amazing product that I have been using. I've been using Inovo to combat bladder leaks and strengthen my pelvic floor, which I can't tell you how many times I've pulled to a stoplight and I've heard my OBGYN saying, do your Kegels, Amy, do your Kegels. Well, you never know if you're doing them right. So Inovo's clever technology, it's non-invasive, it's not surgical, it's literally a pair of shorts. You put them on and the technology stimulates the pelvic floor to strengthen the muscles and treats the root cause of bladder leaks. You pull on the shorts and Inovo delivers 180 perfect pelvic floor contractions in 30 minutes. Literally, it's your me time for 30 minutes, 5 days a week for 12 weeks. You can read your emails, you can just have a little me time, you can do your to-do list, whatever it is. It works. It's clinically proven to work. It's non-invasive, safe, and easy to use. And you get results in as little as 4 weeks. So if you are somebody or you know of somebody that is suffering from bladder leaks, let's open the dialogue about it. Let's be transparent. We're women. We've had kids. This is part of it. So you know what?
There's a great code. You go to myinovo.com. You use the code AMYK100, AMYK100 for $100 off. It's amazing. Get your starter kit. Let me know how you like it. And you know what? You'll be leak-free just like me. And it's an amazing, empowering, confidence-boosting feeling. Check it out. myinovo.com and use the code AMYK100. $100 off.
When I say surrounded by greatness, I would like to ask you what your kids think about this, because I know you have two kids and I think they're similar ages to my, I have three, but I think similar, because I think you guys are pretty great. And you know, what lens do they see you through now? Because you've completely transformed from being on air and, you know, doing that to really doing something that really is really so heartfelt and so servant heart driven. What do you think? I just would love to ask you that.
Isn't that always, it's always funny to think, you know, what would our kids say about us to somebody else? You know, I mean, I think that's, as a parent, you always are just curious, well, how would they introduce you or what would they say about your parents?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I think
the best thing is that we have a very close family and we've always kept them in the loop on things. It's not like, okay, kids, y'all go to bed. Let's talk about dad. And let's talk about your mom. We don't do it like that. They've always been involved. Mm-hmm. So it's been great to see both of them have helped our parents. My mom and dad, Kim's mom, have helped them through the years with different things, whether it's been when they've had to move or something or when they've had to do something. But especially technology wise, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times it's been our kids on the phone with
your dad,
especially my dad, talking them through something with the iPad, the iPhone, the computer, the Wi-Fi, something like that. To make things a little bit easier, or giving, you know, going up when my mom could use an iPhone when she had one, give her a little tip up here, Graham, do this, try doing that. Oh yeah. Oh, thank you, Taylor. Yes. Wow. That's so great.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I do think that it's been fun because a lot of times we'll ask them for advice about, hey, here, we're trying to do this, or whether it's about marketing or just, you know, what is your perception or what are the things that you're seeing out in the marketplace? And so I think it's been neat to be able to ask their opinions, get their feedback. And even though, you know, we kind of joke about, you know, we're going to be parenting you soon or that kind of thing. I mean, I do think also it's helped us be more prepared because a lot of the things that we are talking about, I mean, just to be totally honest, we realized that as we were talking about powers of attorney and wills way back in the beginning, we realized,
put a will together when Brandon was born, we thought we got to be, you know, good parents. So,
right.
So
here's, with the, here's the floppy disk will.
Yeah.
And floppy disk will.
Yeah. Taylor, you're not in our will.
Right. So we realized that Taylor wasn't even in it.
So we updated that.
But we also took it a step further and we had our kids do all of their documentation as well. So they now have powers of attorney, medical directives, all of those kinds of things, because I think it is important for them to be aware of that because you just don't think about those things when you're that age. But I do think that they've embraced, I think, the fact of that we're doing this. And I think that they're proud to see us doing something that's helping so many other people and seeing the impact of that as well.
Exactly. I love it. Thank you for answering that. I'm sure that they look at that and say, wow, that's pretty amazing. And you're arming them with all these tools that they can use. You're putting it in their toolbox for their generation, which is so great.
And if you talk to them, let us know what they say.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'll get on the phone with them and ask them. I also talk about pillars a lot and those pillars in your life that really hold you up. And, you know, I have several in my life, one being my husband, but, you know, others that just really lift you up when you work together like this every day. I mean, you weren't used to working together like this, right?
Well, sort of. We had worked at the TV station together, and it's funny, we actually anchored together for about a year and a half on the weekend.
There were
times that I'd have to say, hey, Mike, now here's Mike with sports. I only called him the wrong name once, but I did call him the wrong name once, but I just called him the weather person. The weather guy was sitting on this side and I turned this way anyway. But so we had fun being able to anchor together. We, though, did sort of, I was in news, he was in sports. So our lives didn't necessarily always, like what I did didn't always impact you day to day with work, where this is much different, where it's, hey, what do you think we should do about this? Or, you know, did you see that comment? Or should we, you know, how, that kind of thing. So I think it is different. We had been working together with our media training company previously to starting Parenting Aging Parents, but we're very different personalities.
Well, very similar in some ways.
I bet you are. Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah. Extrovert, introvert. So,
yeah. It's so interesting.
Very different. And he's a boom, get it done. and I'm the let's make it perfect. So we try to meet in the middle, in the middle.
You meet in the middle. But yeah. I love that. You've done a great job. The last question I'm going to ask you, and just a reminder that we're with Kim and Mike Barnes with Parenting Aging Parents. Everything will be linked to the episode notes. You can go to their website, which is a great place to start to see all of the expert videos, and then join their Facebook group where you can, you know, really become engaged and ask those questions that may be on your heart. Ask those questions when you're out with your girlfriends for wine and it's not coming up, but you really wanted to ask it. This is the place to go and ask those questions and get valuable, you know, it's a valuable resource and answers. Last question, I'm going to ask Mike this one first, and same question to Kim is, if you were sitting on the couch and you look over and there's 30-year-old Mike, what advice would you give him?
Wow. That's a tough one.
30-year-old?
30-year-old Mike.
So we had a toddler, or we had just had a baby.
Yeah. That's a good one. I would say keep doing what you're doing, but be ready for surprises, ups and downs along the way, because it's not going to be a easy super highway path the entire time. You're going to have a lot of off-roading. You're going to have a lot of dips in the trail. You're also going to have a lot of great times, but things don't always go as easy as you think. So just be ready for small little hiccups along the way. Sometimes a big hiccup, but that's the biggest thing is just be ready.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You're going to be off-roading a bit. I like that. No one's ever said that. And Kim, you're going to close it out.
Gosh,
I can picture you at 30. You look 30. I bet you look exactly the same.
You're sweet. You're sweet. Thank you. Not quite, but thank you.
I tell her that all the time. She doesn't believe me. Thank you.
It's funny because when I think about when I was 30, I was still working full time at the TV station. We had a newborn, and I've always been somebody who just kind of takes things as they come. I don't know that I always, you know, that I had this grand plan of, okay, when I'm, you know, 50 plus, this is what it will look like. I've always just been kind of a go with the flow. And I think that it would be, don't take yourself quite so seriously. If I could have, you know, kind of harnessed my perfectionism back then, it would have solved a whole lot of challenges moving forward. But I think just my faith has always been a huge part of my life. And I think always being able to be just confident in the fact that things happen as they should, but also just being ready. Because again, when I was still working full-time, we didn't really, hadn't talked about what is this going to look like, you know, long-term. And so I don't know that I would have ever anticipated all the zigs and the zags that my career has taken. There was a time where I had 3 part-time jobs, so I didn't have to have a real one, you know, which sometimes I look back and think maybe one real one, would have been a little easier.
Maybe it would have been television, but
yeah, not in television necessarily, but another. So I think it's just being open and just knowing that there is a path and a plan and not being so uptight about every little thing. Because I've told my kids I'll be a much more there's things that I will be as a grandmother that I, you know, like, oh my gosh, the Play-Doh is going to make a big, huge mess and I got to get back to work or whatever, that I probably didn't do as much as I would have liked because I just was busy and overwhelmed. And you think that I'm not going to get through this. And, you know, there's things like that, that I think, oh, we're going to have Play-Doh all over the place. Who cares if it makes a big mess? It'll be fine. You know?
Yep.
So I think it's just some of those things. Don't take yourself quite so seriously.
Thank you for that. I agree with that. Boy, I can relate to the Play-Doh thing. Yeah. It was always, oh, come on, let's just keep it here on this tablecloth so it doesn't get all over. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be the grandma that gets on the floor with my grandkids. Yep. On and off the floor. Yeah, totally. Totally. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being part of this series. You know, I feel like I am very blessed to be able to surround myself with great people. And you two have really been trailblazers, been leaders, been very honest and open. And Kim, I so appreciate you reaching out and sharing, you know, when you were about to launch this and now to see where you are. I think you guys are awesome. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We so appreciate it.
We'll link everything to the episode notes and you can follow up with Kim and Mike there. So thanks so much. Okay, so I hope that this episode inspired you, encouraged you, and challenged you. Because when we share our stories, they're inspiring. You know what? It's important for people to connect. Connection is key. People need people. So as you go forward this week, or today, be a difference maker, be a change maker, not only in your life, but in somebody else's. reach out with a text, an email, or a phone call. Connection is key. It builds community and it builds confidence. Go forth and be awesome, and I'll see you soon.